Hello, everybody. It's Iron Eagle Mike. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in Orange County, California. It's about 72 degrees. It's springtime. It's sunny. The birds are chirping. And I'm just enjoying life. You know, it's been beautiful. Can you imagine? It's March 27 already. First quarter is almost done. How's your month going? How's your quarter doing? How's life going? Well, talk of, you know, this podcast really is about, you know, making a strong body. And let's talk about autoimmune conditions for, you know, for today. As, you know, there's been a great spike in autoimmune conditions manifesting, autoimmune disease. So it's basically a dysfunction of the immune system, wherein the immune system of our body attacks different parts of its own. So like in my case, it's talking about autoimmune hepatitis. So I got diagnosed with that condition back in 2014, officially diagnosed January 27, 2014, but only after I had been hospitalized twice in 2013 with chronic inflammation of my liver. You know, my gallbladder was full of sludge. I was so weak, you know, I almost died a couple of times. So it was definitely very harrowing. And it took about 4 months for it to be officially diagnosed as autoimmune. So when I first heard about it, I was like, I knew about autoimmune conditions, but I'd never heard of autoimmune hepatitis. So I created my own healing protocol for it, which involved diet, nutrition, mental and spiritual exercises, and of course, physical fitness. Now, I've had a lot of people, you know, ask me throughout the years, it's like, how do you do that? How do you handle that? Because I'm always so tired with my autoimmune, you know, I'm in pain. And I'm like, well, I'm in the same boat just as everyone else. You know, I at its worst, the autoimmune condition left me very exhausted, you know, could barely get up. But during the times I could, I basically willed myself to go and do it. It's about the motivation and commitment. And it only took like 5 to 10 minutes of, you know, of exercise. Meaning like, you know, I would go walk, you know, like walk for like, you know, half an hour to an hour and just get my body moving. Because our bodies are meant to move. Even though we feel like we're really sluggish and tired, the moment you start moving, creates a reaction inside of the body. We start producing chemicals and hormones that activate us. And that's what, for me, was my therapy. Was my therapy for the last 4 or 5 years. And the way to combat the exhaustion and fatigue that sometimes set in. Sometimes I just didn't want to go to the gym, or didn't want to go for a walk, or didn't want to do any exercise, whatever. I just wanted to lay in bed and be miserable and be tired and just be moping. But you gotta develop the mind just like a muscle. So that's what I did. So my tip to those of you is that motivation becomes a commitment. So the commitment is like you make a promise with your body, to yourself, that you will do the exercises. You know, it's movement, whether you're running, you're walking, you're lifting something. As long as you're moving, your body is meant to move. And it believe me, it does help with your autoimmune condition. It's so easy to give in to wanting to just lay in bed, to just let the fatigue or the exhaustion and sometimes the nausea and sometimes the abdominal pain just get to you, and you just want to just give up. I know, I've come from that. So be strong. And to be strong, you got to develop your body. So for me, you know, it's 2018 now. I've come a long way from 2013 when I was in the hospital. And I wrote about my ordeal and how I healed myself. My book, shameless plug, it's called I Am Enough Into the Shadows. It's in, it's published in Amazon and in Barnes & Noble, and digitally you can find it on Apple iTunes, Google Play, you name it. But don't give up. Don't let an autoimmune condition define your life. Don't let it define who you are. You are bigger than this. It's not something that is a curse. It's something that you have to live and go through. And you can heal. You have the infinite capacity to heal. We all do. But you gotta believe in it first and foremost. You know, just like I did, or just like I continue to do. I mean, I work out regularly. I eat healthy. I live life in the present. And I'm always grateful for each day. But the exercise is the key. You gotta have a conversation with yourself, because no one else can do it for you. But you gotta visualize yourself as strong, as healed, as your best, highest, purest, strongest form of you. Because that's what I'm gonna sustain you. For me, that was my vision. That was my vision, that I'm not going to give in to this pain, to this exhaustion, to this fatigue, to this nausea. No. I kept saying to myself, like, you use the power of intention, the power of belief. And you keep programming your mind. You change your mindset. Like, the moment you have these positive affirmations where you say, I am strong, I am healed, I am healthy, I am worthy of this. You keep saying that and you keep believing in it and you keep doing the work. You never stop doing the work. I don't focus on the condition. Don't say, oh, woe is me, why did I get this? Process that and go through that. Because the universe will only give you back what you project out from your thoughts. So when you project that you're strong, that you believe in yourself, that you're healthy, that you are incredible, that you will heal, you will. Believe me, you will. Because I'm living proof of that. And I'm just like everyone else. You're all of you, we're all the same. But what I'm doing is I'm just helping you guys become the best. So to start off making your body strong so that your mind strong becomes stronger. And then they work synergistically together. Right? That's why I called it, the book is I Am Enough. I keep saying things like, I am enough. I am. Two words. I am. What you put after it determines what your future outcome and what your future life may be. So don't bemoan and don't focus on the misfortune. Because life is challenging. Accept that. Life is short. Accept that. We're all going to be gone sooner or later. Right? No one gets out of here alive. Right? And life is short. Once you accept that, once you accept that inevitability, sky's the limit. Don't let death, you know, make you feel that you're inadequate or that you have to be fearful. No, we're all the same boat, you know, rich or poor. No matter how much you own materially, we're all dead. And there's nothing wrong with that. So while you're alive, experience it, live it, take care of your body, take care of your mind. You know, feed your body with the good, clean stuff. Feed your mind with the good, clean stuff. Read books, listen to audiobooks, something that will give you more knowledge and experience that nobody can ever take away from you. That was what I was teaching when I was, when I was managing, you know, several, you know, like over 30 plus stores in, you know, for GNC, and then managing over 200 plus people. It's like, what I'm here to give to you guys and share with you guys is my knowledge and my perseverance, so that nobody can take that away. Once you learn something, it's gold. It's in you. So every opportunity you can learn, right? And then nurture your soul, connect with the earth, ground yourself daily, drink lots of water. You know, think happy thoughts, believe in positive. Okay, that is all for today. Just something from the heart. Something about that autoimmune is, it's just a word to me. And let it be just a word to you. Don't let it define you. You create the life that you live, right? Don't say that you are, like for me, I don't think of myself as Michael Pestana with autoimmune. hepatitis. I just think of myself as Mike Pistano in this lifetime, you know, a badass survivor and driver. Keep pumping yourself up, and there's nothing wrong with that. And self-love is the most important thing you can give to yourself. Love yourself, nurture yourself, and be grateful for every day. Iron Eagle Mike, peace out. I'll catch you guys in my next episode, all right? Let's share more.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.